It was the equinox last night, just after midnight. Like the ancient Mayans, the media all love the equinox, and no TV weather person neglects to say days and nights are equal today, even though it's never true. It's false because thick horizon air bends the sun's image upward by its own diameter, ensuring about 15 more minutes more day than night today. And things are really screwy at the poles. Those who permanently inhabit the South Polar Research Center experience 24 hours of sun today. No trace of night, no sign of equality, just the sun fully up, going leftward along the horizon like a rolling ball. At one time, they tried growing sunflowers down there to see if they'd follow the sun, and the poor plants rotated around and around until they strangled themselves. So if days and nights are not equal, what actually happens on the equinox? Well, today, neither of Earth's poles is pointed toward the sun, and the sun rises and sets precisely due east and west. Today is the best day to find the cardinal points of the compass. From your home, it's the easiest time to orient yourself. That word's very meaning came about because if you could accurately find east, you'd know the direction to the orient. Today is also when daylight increases by its greatest daily amount. Around here, that's very nearly 3 minutes a day. And the midday sun is most rapidly getting higher. The equinox is also the only time that the sun's path is a laser straight line through the sky. Any other time, a time exposure photo reveals a curved solar arc across the heavens. Not today. Of course, we used the occasion to declare the start of spring. This year it happened a half hour after midnight, a few hours ago. But it was before midnight, meaning March 19th in all the other U.S. time zones. That's right, an equinox on the 19th. In fact, this is the earliest start of spring since 1896, the earliest of our lives. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.